Hello and welcome to Hot Issues of the Week, a weekly feature covering the major news headlines of the past week in Korea. I'm Jim Bully. Thank you for tuning in. North Korea fires a series of projectiles into the East Sea. Caps on private gatherings are relaxed to six. And Oh Young-soo becomes the first South Korean actor to win an award at the Golden Globes. These are the week's hot issues. Stay tuned. North Korea conducted two missile tests this week, firing what it claims was a hypersonic missile into the East Sea on Tuesday and two short-range ballistic missiles on Friday. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff announced in a text message to reporters at around 7:30 a.m. on Tuesday that the North had fired an unidentified projectile into the East Sea. The launch came 6 days after the North test-fired a ballistic missile into the East Sea from the northern province of Chagang, claiming it was a hypersonic missile. Seoul's National Security Council's Standing Committee convened an emergency meeting on Tuesday to discuss response measures to the launch. In a press release, the presidential office said the committee's members expressed strong regret over the launch that came at a time when stability at home and abroad is indispensable. They also assessed the motive behind Pyongyang launching its second projectile of the year following last Wednesday's missile test. The members agreed to analyse details of the projectile through close coordination with the US and to seek a response while keeping an eye on developments in the North. North Korea on Wednesday said the launch was of a hypersonic missile, with the Korean Central News Agency reporting that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un oversaw the test launch. The KCNA said Kim highly assessed the achievements of scientists, technicians and officials involved in the missile research sector, and stressed the need to further strengthen the North's strategic military force and enhance the modernization of its army. This was the third reported North Korean test of a hypersonic missile, after one on September 28 last year and another last Wednesday. Kim did not attend the previous launch. While expressing doubt regarding Pyongyang's claim over last week's launch, the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff on Tuesday assessed that the latest missile travelled at a maximum speed of Mach 10, a quality of a hypersonic missile. The KCNA claimed that Tuesday's hypersonic glide vehicle precisely hit a target 1,000 kilometres away after making a 600-kilometre glide jump flight, then a 240-kilometre corkscrew manoeuvring. Following that launch, the United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on North Korean and Russian entities. The U.S. Treasury said on Wednesday that the sanctions were imposed on six North Koreans, one Russian, and a Russian firm responsible for procuring goods for the North's weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missile-related programs. It added that the steps aimed to prevent the advancement of North Korea's programs and impede its attempts to proliferate weapons technologies. Most of the sanctioned North Koreans reportedly work for the North's Academy of National Defense Science, formerly the Second Academy of Natural Sciences, which the Treasury says is heavily involved in the North's military defense programs. The sanctioned individuals are said to have procured parts and goods from Vladivostok in Russia and China. On Friday morning, North Korea warned that it will have a stronger and certain reaction after the United States slapped sanctions over the North's recent missile tests. In a statement carried by the Korean Central News Agency on Friday, a spokesperson for the North's foreign ministry defended its missile tests as the country's legitimate right to self-defense. The statement said the U.S. accusation over the North's legitimate exercise of the right is an evident provocation and gangster-like logic. It also criticized Washington for intentionally escalating the situation by imposing new sanctions, adding that while the U.S. talks of diplomacy and dialogue, it is actually absorbed in its policy of isolating the North. Just hours later, the North fired two projectiles presumed to be short-range ballistic missiles eastward from the inland region North Pyongan province. While military authorities are reportedly analysing details of the latest launch, the missiles were known to have registered low altitudes and travel between 300 and 400 kilometres. Some military experts suspect that they may be KN-23, which was modelled after Russia's Iskander missile, or a North Korean version of the US Army tactical missile system. The government has decided to ease caps on private gatherings to six from the current four, but will keep the 9 p.m. curfew on business hours for restaurants and cafes. Prime Minister Kim Boo-gyam announced on Friday that the government has decided to extend current social distancing rules by 3 weeks, but to adjust the cap on private gatherings in consideration of the public's stress and pain due to the prolonged antivirus measures. The adjustments will be applied for 3 weeks from Monday through February 6th. The Prime Minister said that while some areas are showing improvement, infections are currently not decreasing, with just 2 weeks until Lunar New Year. Additionally, there is the rapid increase of Omicron cases to consider. Kim urged the public to refrain from travelling to hometowns and meeting with family and relatives during the holiday to prevent a possible surge in cases. A Seoul court handed down a ruling on Friday afternoon, partially suspending the government's COVID-19 pass system. The ruling by the Seoul Administrative Court immediately suspended the validity of pass requirements at shops, marts and department stores as large as 3,000 square metres or more in the city. The pass system has also been suspended for children aged 12 to 17, enabling them to use all 17 facilities subject to the system without preventing a pass. Individuals aged 18 and older will still be required to comply with the pass system. PC rooms, restaurants, cafes, movie theatres and sports stadiums are not included in the suspension of the pass system. The suspension will also be limited to facilities in the capital city, as the court made the verdict in response to an injunction filed against Seoul Mayor Oh Se-un. It will remain effective for 30 days. Oh Young-soo has become the first South Korean actor to win an award at the Golden Globes for his role in the Netflix hit series Squid Game. Oh won in the category of Best Performance by an Actor in a Television Supporting Role at the ceremony held Sunday, beating out Billy Crudup and Mark Duplass of The Morning Show, Kieran Culkin of Succession, and Brett Goldstein of Ted Lasso. It was the only award of the night nabbed by the series. Squid Game received 3 nominations at the 79th Annual Golden Globe Awards, losing out Best Television Series Drama to Succession. Lee Jung-jae, who played protagonist Gi-hun, was nominated for Best Actor in a TV Drama Series, alongside Brian Cox and Jeremy Strong of Succession, Billy Porter of Pose, and Omar Sy of Lupin. Strong took home the win. Squid Game also became the first South Korean series and non-English language TV show to be nominated for a Screen Actors Guild Award. Nominees for the 28th SAG Awards were announced on Wednesday by US actors Rosario Dawson and Vanessa Hudgens via Instagram Live. The ceremony will air on February 27th. Squid Game earned a total of 4 nominations, including Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series, alongside The Handmaid's Tale, The Morning Show, Succession, and Yellowstone. Lee Jung-jae was nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Male Actor in a Drama Series, while Chung Ho-yun, who played Se-byuk, was nominated for Outstanding Performance by a Female Actor in a Drama Series. The show was also nominated for Outstanding Action Performance by a Stunt Ensemble in a Television Series, alongside Cobra Kai, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, Loki, and Mayor of Easttown. Previous SAG Award nominees from South Korea came from the film industry. In 2020, the cast of Bong Joon-ho's Parasite won for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture, and last year, actress Yoon Yo-jung won for her supporting role in director Lee Isaac Chung's film Minari. That's all for Hot Issues this week. Thanks for staying with us. I'm Jim Billy, signing off.